You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your boy, Kalissa, because you know I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. Yo, today you're in for a good show. Listen. I can't believe this. This is this guy, first time in the studio. Can you believe it? Your own brother, first time in the studio. Some of y'all might have got the hint, got the clue, but stay tuned. Got something special for you. We still doing Unfiltered Love Uncut, but this is the day edition. Let's get it, baby.
Play this song when you're full of stress. I remember days when I was doing bad and I felt depressed with you. You brought me back. I couldn't thank you anymore.
Unfiltered Love Radio. Truly blessed. Exclusive. Day edition. Jay Ascension. Whoa. Yeah. Hey.
24/7, I think of my daughter, the prettiest angel who lived and made it happen and showed me the light, because the life I was living was nothing but dead ends and dead friends, a lot of drugs and bad decisions. I pray to God that my past is forgiven, and I just want to show my daughter that there's more to living. We live and learn, be careful to go on and test your image, be where you call your friends and know when to burn bridges. 24/7, I'm thinking my daughter, the prettiest angel who lifted me to heaven and showed me the light, because the life I was living was nothing but dead ends and dead friends, a lot of drugs and bad decisions.
Woo, that was hot. That's your boy Jay Ascension. Yo, come introduce yourself to these people, man.
What's up, y'all? My name is Jay Ascension.
He kind of slow. Look, I tell this man to come and introduce himself. He don't even come sit down at the thing. You know, he don't plug himself. I mean, I appreciate him for waiting for the plug. So, tell the people who you are, why you here. Talk to me.
My name is Jay Ascension. I used to go by Jumpin' Joe back in the day.
Can speak up. They can't hear you.
You hear me?
This ain't no Barry White type
me?
Show. You know, I know you like got your Big Sean type.
We ain't doing that.
We speaking fast. We're speaking quickly. We're speaking loudly. Right. Who are you?
My name is Jay Ascension.
Act like you was in the army or something. Man, this guy, Jumpin' Joe, Jay Ascension. Bruh, where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram at jayascension_. That is j.aascension.
So it's AA Ascension, or you just don't know how to spell Ascension? This man can't spell. We ain't got a guy on the show who's illiterate. But you know what? I got hooked on phonics or ABC Mouse or something. So ABCDEFG, I will help this guy out. Look, you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. I'll be back. We here with Jay Ascension.
Yo.
Let's get into it. Unfiltered Love Radio. So look, we're back, and we over here talking to Jay Ascension.
What up?
Jay Ascension, where you from? Who are you? What? Tell us about yourself, bro.
I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Texas native.
Oh God.
And then I moved to
You a Cowboys fan or you a Texan fan?
I'm a Texans fan.
Get out the studio. This is a Cowboy studio.
I don't understand.
Anyway, we're gonna buy, first of all, you're from Texas. That's already bad. Like you Hank Hill's dad or something. Damn it, Bobby. We don't know. But go ahead and continue.
I was born and raised in Texas.
We got that. Don't repeat it again.
I'm not repeating it because you cut me off.
I was born and raised in Texas. We know.
I moved here to Virginia Beach, Virginia in
2012. Okay. So what brought you to Virginia Beach? Like your family came?
My family. My mom wanted to help take care of my grandfather. So we moved up here and that started my new life. And I started my second half of middle school at Bayside Middle School.
Oh, so you're from the 7575. If you go here from middle school, I mean, you might as well just start claiming Virginia, bro. Yeah. I don't think you can claim Texas no more.
This is my second home.
Yeah.
I love it. Sometimes I hate it when it snows, but, you know.
Yes, that snow is terrible. Oh, so, Jay Ascension, tell me this. Tell me, what do you do?
What do I do? Currently, or what have I been doing?
I mean, what do you do? Like this, we just heard the song. What was that song? Tell us about that song.
So that song came around March when I had got this job offer to work on the shipyard. Now, how this song came into play was because I was taking time from my personal life and getting everything situated. I was looking for an apartment. I was dealing with baby mama drama. I was, you know, on child support, and I'm all over the place.
You named the top two killers of black men right there.
So I was trying to figure out, you know, what is my next move? How do I build myself? You know, I'm out here trying to chase everything, but what am I doing for myself in order for myself to grow and benefit and also make sure that my daughter is taken care of?
Okay. So you say take care of your daughter. Does she live with you?
No, she does not. She does not live with me, but I'm currently right now, I'm going to court, you know, February 26th, and I'm fighting for my daughter because I try to do visitation, but she doesn't want to cooperate, and I got to do what I got to do because I feel it's important as a man and woman to be in their children, in their child's life.
That's good. Man, we getting family talk transparent, and we ain't even 3 minutes in the show, but hey, you know how we do here. It's Unfiltered Love Radio. So, when did you start music? What inspires you? What keeps you going? Like, how did this whole music thing even become?
Well, it became in ninth grade. In ninth grade, I was really listening to a lot of rap music. And I would sit there in class and try to recite the lyrics. Some of my favorite artists like Tyler the Creator and Earl Sweatshirt.
You kind
of
look like Tyler the Creator. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense that So you a devil worshiper too? No, I'm just joking. Go ahead and continue. Continue your story.
But for them and there, I was just curious, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. So then I tried, you know, first I started with like handwritten freestyle poems. It was kind of cool.
What's a handwritten freestyle poem?
Just like poems, you know, not really flow, just trying to create.
So more
image.
Haikus?
Yeah, like
or
haiku,
more
haikus. Can't
even. This man cannot speak English, people, but it's okay. I'm telling y'all, I have hooked on phonics. I'm an educator. He will be educated by the end of this episode.
Because I got potential.
No inside jokes over
okay,
here.
Okay. All right, let's focus. But yes, that's what I first started with. And then that's when I came across some people I know from school, like Nick Booten, who goes by Nicholas, rap name. You know, Kason, Ken. Them, when I saw them rapping, that's what made me like, oh, that's cool. You know, they rapping and this and that. And they were, as I was seeing from the outside in, it was coming together. Two local people coming together to make something bigger themselves and sharing their creation with other people. And I was like, bro, that's cool.
So what have you done since then? So you started off on this journey in ninth grade. Start off with freestyling, just poetry, and then you bring it all together with like meeting these two people that were doing things. Right. So now what are you doing, and how are you being that catalyst for new people?
Now I'm sharing my life experience because most of the time I view my music as more towards a venting or way of expressing myself and having that self-meditation to let these feelings off of me.
Okay, so when you say you're doing that, you're self-meditating, you're venting, you're letting it go, are you listening to it over again?
Yes.
So, when you listen to it again after you said it the first time, what feeling do you get?
I get a feeling of relief. Honestly, because it's hard for me to talk to people face-to-face than it is to go in front of a mic and say it. Because if I go in front of a mic and say it, I feel like I'm not intentionally hurting somebody's feelings. Or, you know, they feel some type of way, so that's why I prefer to do it through a microphone.
So you're sensitive.
Yes.
And you avoid confrontation. Yes. But this Unfiltered Love Radio, we'll get back to that in just a minute. We're here with Jay Ascension. It's your boy, Calissus.
Yo.
Unfiltered Love Radio.
So, over here talking to Jay Ascension. This man he didn't think I was going to call him sensitive on the air. But, I mean, y'all heard it yourself. It ain't like I'm just making it up, right?
Yep, I'm sensitive, y'all.
So, he's sensitive and he avoids confrontation. So, in life, you avoiding confrontation, but you're a rapper?
Yes.
How is this going to work in the future? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, sometimes, but now when I don't avoid it, I kind of use it as a stepping stone. Like, if I don't like something, if somebody says something that I don't like, I kind of tune them out as I'm not listening. But I really am listening, and I do take it into consideration.
So you're telling me that my counseling always has to come out. And I don't understand. Like, I don't want. So you're telling me that you take what people say, you internalize it. But if you don't repeat it back to them, how do you know that you got a clear message in what they said?
That's a good question. I don't, but I try to, you know.
Because you could be taking stuff the wrong way.
Yeah, sometimes I do take stuff the wrong way. I ain't gonna lie, I get mad sometimes, but sometimes I'll be like, well, maybe. And sometimes I question myself and say, well, maybe I need to listen to this. Or I need to take this advice and do something with it instead of doing the same thing.
So have you ever taken bad advice? I mean, yes, what was the worst advice you ever taken?
The worst advice I ever took?
You know, people come on here, they think they can prepare for this interview, right? And then they get stuck. No. They're like, where's my English teachers out there? If you're listening live on the Anchor app, I need my English teachers to text me, phone me, you know, whatever. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. I mean, I'm just throwing in plugs to get this man more time to think, because he over here is stuck.
Yeah, I don't really know.
You don't know the worst advice? What was the best advice anybody ever gave you?
To always follow your heart.
Follow your heart. Mm-hmm. That's interesting advice. I think it's a load of crap, but it's really interesting advice. So, what's your heart right now? And what are you following?
Right now, I'm following peace and love. Trying to love myself because, hold on. No,
I didn't say anything. I feel like it was Soul Train. Peace, love, and soul.
No, all right. No, for real, because life is hard. I'm learning that now. The older I get, I'm only young. I'm about to turn 21. But the older I get, I start to realize the things that my parents...
Back in my day.
Man, my grandparents. I've been trying to explain, and now it's really, you know, coming to this and that. If you really want it or want something in life, you got to work hard to get it. And if as long as you stay consistent, it will come back to you some way in type, shape, or form.
So let's stay on this follow your heart business. All because right. When people say that to me, what is following your heart? Define that before I say what I'm going to say.
I feel like following your heart is doing what you feel that you find happiness in, or you feel that...
So if I find happiness, if I'm a Klan member and I find happiness in hanging Negroes, that's a good thing then, right?
That's your view of your happiness. I mean, I may be against you. I may not like, I may not talk to you, but I'm not going to shame you. I have no right to put you down and no right to judge you, because then I'll have to judge myself.
So then that means that all things are permissible. And that means we could just do, everybody should just be able to do whatever they want to do. And there should be no law of the land. If we're following our hearts, right? Because right and wrong, they can't exist if you follow your heart.
Right. But it's some limit. You got to.
What's the limit? It's going to be a lot of dead air I see on this episode.
A lot of dead air.
We'll be back. Get this man, Jay Ascension, some time to think. This man over here sweating bullets, you know what I mean? What you got to say?
I'm not saying go out and do something reckless and run somebody. Don't stop this. No.
We listen.
All I'm saying is, if you want to be a designer or you want to, whatever your dream is, go and get it. There is nothing stopping you from going to do what you set out to do.
But we're stuck on, you said follow your heart.
Yes.
So if that heart intent is not for the greater good, then...
This is a waste of time.
Ah. See where we're getting? So... People follow their hearts all the time, and that's why I'm so big when people say things like, follow. It's just some stupid stuff that we've learned that we have to unlearn. Like, follow your heart. God won't put more on you yet you can bear. If you just pray and meditate on it, it'll come. If you visualize it, it'll be. But there's parts to that that they leave out. So when somebody says follow their heart, then to me, I'm like, so anybody can go do anything because their heart desired and it's the right thing to do. And following your heart doesn't always mean it's going to be right for everybody, but following your heart shouldn't impede anybody else's time, anybody else's life, anybody else's judgment, anybody else's space. Right. Following your heart should follow what you're going to do and hopefully help somebody else along the way as you're following what you're going to do. Right. So when you say something about following your heart, that's why I have to ask you, like, what is following your heart? What does this mean?
It's a lot complicated. I mean, I feel like if you don't have a plan, then...
Thank you, Big Sean. Stick to the plan. You listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. So we are talking to Jay Ascension, your boy Calistus, because they know I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. And we're just talking about a plethora of things. And so I want to ask Joe His name is Joe. Y'all didn't know. Yeah, that's what the J is. So where did J Ascension come from, and how do you live out your name? Because I think names are important.
Right. So we're going to start with the first question you asked me just now, because you asked me, like, that was two questions.
Yes, it was double question. Go ahead.
You want me to answer? Okay, so first of all, I used to be Jumpin' Joe. Back in when I first started, which is 2013, initially when I started rapping, and I had got Jumpin' Joe because my great uncle called me Jumpin' Joe, because I'm always getting up and doing something, moving around. I'm energetic. Some people say I'm not energetic, but I'm very energetic. Well, how I get J Ascension is when it came around when I was leaving for boot camp.
Boot camp? You served this great country?
Yes.
Good job, bro.
It was hard.
You know, I know about it. I know all about it.
Before initially going in, you know, it was time for me to move on from the old childish Jumpin' Joe and into something more professional and something to remember. When J Ascension time is officially over with, I can say, hey, this time period was the best time period for J Ascension.
So Jumpin' Joe ascended.
Right.
So he grew, he developed, he matured.
Right, and he's still growing, and still developing, and still maturing.
So that means we're going to have another name in like 2 years?
No, not
I'm just, I'm just trying to figure out.
No.
So how would you describe your music when you first started to your music now?
When I first started, I felt like I had more creativity than I do now. But as of now, current moment, I feel like I have more energy than I did before when I started.
So did you lose your creativity? Do you feel like you're in a box? Do you feel like you're so indoctrinated with things? Like, why don't you feel like you're as creative right now?
That's a good, because I think it's pride and ego. When you feel yourself get to a certain level, you get comfortable, too comfortable, or you start getting too comfortable to where enough you don't feel like you have to do more. Or you have to work harder, because you like to be where you're at, and once you get to where you're at, it's just like, what's the point of keep on going?
Keep going.
And then you stop, and then the more time you stop, instead of keep going and keep growing, it's just not going to be the same. It's like turmoil. Or like a car that sits too long, and you try to start it up.
Define maturity for me.
Maturity. I think it takes a lot of lessons to mature.
Yeah, one of my favorite, one of my least favorite quotes, and I've talked about this before, is Peter Berger. I'll never forget him. I took my intro to psych class, and we had this book. I think it was called An Invitation to Sociology.
Right.
And as I'm like, I'm going to be the sociology major, and I'm probably going to be the next great writer and all these things. I'm going to save the world.
Right.
And I'm reading Peter Berger. And he says, he has this concept of bad faith. And then in the middle of it, he says that maturity equals conformity. And I promise, the whole semester, I fought against that. Matter of fact, the whole rest of my sociology degree, I fought against that. Because maturity equals conformity? What do you mean? As I've gotten a little older, I understand what that means. Because there are social norms. There are societal norms. There are things that change. Like, our country is in a whirlwind changing right now from what we've been taught to what we should do that's right. So earlier when you said that people should follow their heart, people were following their heart, but they're making bad decisions and following their heart. So that whole concept of maturity equals conformity, yeah, because as we mature, we conform into who we are. Right. We don't necessarily have to conform into what society says we should be or any of those things, but we form into who we are.
Right.
So, you know, when we're talking about maturity and you ascending and you becoming this different person, then that's where the question comes in, like, yo, what's gonna keep you and sustain you to be that person?
I think just remembering my purpose and why I chose to do music in the beginning, then I think that alone will, because I also at a point where when it comes to music, I'm like, well, what do I do next? Because my aunt always tell me, I used to play musical instruments when I was in middle school. I could pick up a piano and play it. I'm just, you know, some people just have multi-talents, and I just try to figure out what can I do and how can I do it. Because I want to do a lot of things, but I don't know which one thing I want to do and stick to it.
So do you think you have to stick to one thing and do that, accomplish that, then move on to the next thing? Or do you think you can do multiple things at one time and accomplish all of your goals?
I think I can do multiple things at one time.
So what's stopping you?
Myself. Why? Because I'm afraid of succeeding. I'm not even gonna lie.
Which is good, because a lot of times I talk to people, I go to these coaching events or I go to these little mastermind classes that I teach, and people always tell me, I'm like, what's your biggest fear? And I get the top two answers is, I'm afraid of failing and I'm afraid of dying broke. So, which are two great things. And however, I always like to tell them, I like to stick on that first one. You're right. Not really afraid of failing. You're afraid to succeed. You're afraid that if you become who you're supposed to be, that somehow everybody around you in the universe is going to bite you in the back and it's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. And that's because we've been conditioned. People go to school. People get out the hood. People do what they have to do. Right. They often hear, what do they hear?
They hear,
are you better than me? You think you're better than this? And then that becomes a whole conversation. And you start saying, well, do I think I'm better than them? Do I act like this? Then you start having to dumb yourself down to get back into an environment in which you wanted to come out in the first place.
And I think that's where I was with music, because I caught myself getting better. I'm not even gonna lie, I have gotten better, I have progressed, but I was doing it, I caught myself doing it for the wrong reason and not for the right intention. And then once I found myself and was honest, like, okay, that's not why I got into this at all. I don't want to go down that path. I kind of took a step back and took a break and, you know.
So, you took a break, and that's what we're going to do right now. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. This is Unfiltered Love Radio. So we're back. We're talking to Jay Ascension. So when it's all said and done and life is over for you in this physical sense, what's going to happen?
Physical sense of?
You're dying. You're dead.
I'm dead.
What legacy are you going to leave? Or what legacy do you want to leave? What do you want people to remember you for?
Inspiring others. Because
we can't hear you.
Inspiring others.
Over here talking like Barry White. Got to practice what you going to preach.
No, for real though, I feel like inspiring other people and with doing my hard work, because people recognize me by hard work, and I work hard because I feel like if I don't work hard, then I'm not getting nothing from it.
Where did you get that work ethic from?
My grandfather, he was a Tuskegee Airman. He's worked with NASA. He used to be a physics teacher at NSU. So it's just, his immodity is something that sticks with me. Like, man, that was an amazing person. Mm. And I always strive my best to be just like him, or as be great as him. So
as in your world of brilliance and heroes, he ranks one.
Yes.
So, and looking at him and looking at his life and looking at what you want to accomplish, how do you tie that back into you and tie it into your music beyond your work ethic?
How do I tie it in my music? I tie it in my music because I try not to let my weakness, my own personal weakness, break me down, because it's technically just me versus me. Nobody else. I have to face myself every morning, every day, and sometimes you can be your own enemy and not even know it.
Facts. So, I agree with that.
So I try my best to not let myself stop myself, because I know that I'm better. So
what are some of the things that you tell yourself? Because if you look around, I have stickies everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So what are some of the things that you tell yourself when you're not having those so good days, you know?
Well, I wrote in my journal. I keep it with me. Every time before I go to work, I keep it in my car. I open it. It's a note for 2018. I read it daily. Every day of the week, I read this note and say, this is my purpose for 2018, or this is my purpose for this month, and I repeat it. And even if I do have a bad day at work, or, you know, not having a good day, I just remember that note and just keep them going.
So for somebody that's always positive, energetic, and doesn't and don't take things to heart,
right?
Even though you do internally, but not outwardly,
right?
What is a bad day for you?
A bad day for me? Let me see. That's a good question. A bad day for me is just being boring.
Like, being born is a bad day?
Being boring is a bad day.
Oh, boring. I was thought you said being boring. I was like, so I'm going to call the suicide hotline. And if anybody out there is suffering depression, suicide, please hit me up. I will talk you through it.
But
No joke.
Bad day for me is not spending time with the people I really care about, or not talking to them, or not even seeing my daughter is a bad day. Or anybody who I love and I would protect and die for, if they not good, then that is a bad day for me, because I'm going to make sure that they are good.
So. That's what's up. That's good. That's real admirable, especially around this day and time, because there's a lot of family units, there's a lot of friend units, there's a lot of relationship units that are not close, mm-hmm. and that it's a lot of fake love, you know. Right. There's a lot of people out there doing things and saying things that seem more detrimental than it does do bringing people up. Right. So, you know, to hear that is kind of like, a breath of fresh air, you know. So, what is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life, there is no meaning of life. I think, honestly, life is just, we learn lessons we learn, and then we carry those lessons into the next life. Now, I don't know if we go to heaven or hell right away. I'm not here to determine that.
But you said we're going to be in a waiting room, right? So we were having a conversation the other day. We were having a conversation the other day. And tell them what you told me.
I said, what if we get to heaven and God got a waiting room? So everybody we think we have went into heaven is sitting outside in a waiting room. We gonna have a cookout, and I'm gonna be cooking.
Now this man wanna have a whole cookout. Now he can't even cook, but he wanna have a cookout. This is the funny thing. So we gonna be in the waiting room according to him, and he gonna be cooking out. So which really mean we gonna be in hell, because we gonna have to eat some nasty food, and we might all catch on fire because he don't know how to use a grill properly. No sir, uninvite me right now. Look, future me, soul me, you're uninvited. Okay. You're uninvited to this hellish, hellacious cookout. We will not burn. We don't even like 100-degree weather in Virginia. We're definitely not going to like burning in heaven. So, you know, just heaven and burning don't kind of go together. Right. I mean, so I don't think you actually made it if you're having a cookout.
What if it's a big buffet, though? Like, there's a big buffet table in the waiting room. It's some, you know.
Oh, it's going to be a buffet table. Because you got to think. God, he created all the heavens and earth and all this stuff, right? You can't tell me I'm not going to have some bacon when I get there. I'm not going to have a delight. My macaroni and cheese is going to be there because my mac and cheese is off the chain. Unfiltered Love Food. Anything that I cater. Yeah, y'all know, got to put the plug for Unfiltered Love Food. You ain't got your orders in. You ain't got your meal preps. You know, I made some crab dip today. Anyway, so you just can't tell me it's not going to be a buffet. It's too much good food in this world. And that Asian food and Korean food, some yakiniku. Oh my God. I'm a little hungry. We'll be right back. So, Jay Ascension, tell me this. When you say, we're going to go back a little bit. You say you write when you're in the car and you got this journal. What do you think about when you're alone in the car?
What is my next step?
What is your next step?
Like, every day I'm thinking of, what is my next step? If I have something coming up, what is my next step? Like, currently where I'm working, what is my next step? What can I do to move up in the company I'm working at? Mm. What can I do in school to do more? Because now, at this point, I figured that I want to get both degrees. One in communications and one in construction.
Okay. So, why in communications and construction? Those are two, they seem like two polar opposite worlds, but I know in your head you've already combined them. So let me know why.
Well, a reason why I'm going to get mine in communications is because I want to do production, like movie production, music production, anything that has to deal with a camera. That's considered communications. Mm-hmm. And for construction, I've taken classes for construction, and I used to do woodwork in high school and middle school, and I enjoyed it. And now I work for a contractor. So we do, like, you know, drywall and concrete, stuff like that. But I found out that I enjoyed that right there. I found peace in that. So I just enjoy doing it.
So we're going to play a simple game of this or that.
Okay.
You rather be a hunter or gatherer? You rather be black or white?
Black.
You rather be short or tall?
Tall.
Male or female?
Male.
You rather live in America or Africa?
Africa.
Hmm. You rather have water or beer?
Water.
You rather work or sleep?
Work.
You rather eat or die?
Eat.
That's obviously. I'm hungry right now, so it's like I feel like I would eat or die. So that's good. Some of those were interesting. Why Africa?
Africa, because I want to learn about what I was on Ancestry.com, and I actually found out where, I don't know, what, 21% Ghana, Ghanaian, however you say it.
Ghana?
No, it's like a, it's a weird way. It's not.
It's either Ghana, Guyanese.
It's on the western.
That's city. Ghana. It's West real? Africa, yes.
Okay.
Yes. look, see, it's a, look, I have a, the funny thing is I have a globe right here, and, you know, I got this big giant globe.
But anyway, I saw.
So, you said your own answers. Won't you just do the African DNA? There's an African DNA test. It's less than $100. The only reason why I won't do any DNA test, I feel like they got you. Maybe. I feel like they're going to clone you. Like, what are you going to do?
But that's what they do with the Ancestry.com. It's the same
but
thing.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with my DNA after I'm done? See, I know everybody else is not concerned about that. They just willy-nilly go do it. And I'm like, I don't need another me walking around because that's too much energy in this world.
Ooh, and that's bad energy. You don't know what you're
going to do. It's going to be like, you just never know. Like, I don't want to walk around in the grocery store like 5 years from now and be like, hey, Kel, it's you. No, buddy. I don't know you.
He might be the evil you. He might be something.
There's no such thing. There's no evil me. There's not even evil. There's no evil.
He might got a chromosome that's missing or something.
No. I don't even know if I have a complete evil side. Now, I can get a little testy, but not evil. Yeah.
You're a black male in America.
But I'm not angry. That's the, see? Look at you. Stereotypes. Look, see, this is why they think, this is why my people of other ascensions.
This is why Africans don't like us. Because
Africans love us.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Have you been to Africa? I've been twice, and they absolutely.
Well, look, man.
So I'm going to need you to stop listening to this. Because you know what? And let me put that out there. It's a lot of rhetoric that people say about other countries and stuff, but other countries love Americans. They don't like our policies, and they usually don't like our political stance on things. Mm-hmm. But honestly, without us, they don't really survive. And that's not to be mean or anything, but that's just the truth. Yeah. I was in the ethics class the other day, and the person asked, do you think America's compassionate? And everybody in the room basically said no. And I said, we do more humanitarian missions and give more money to any other foreign countries than anybody in the world. And it's not just because we have the money, because obviously we're trillions of dollars in debt. We still do it. We still do it because it's woven into who we are. And then when you go to other countries, people are like, oh, Africans don't like black people. Well, that's a lie. They don't like that. They don't like some of the attitudes and the way we present ourselves when we come there, because we have this. We're a first world country. It's just certain things that we don't care about.
Yeah.
Facts. Mm-hmm. It's just certain things that we're not going to do. Facts. Because we haven't been taught that way. We haven't been brought that way. So a lot of times when we go to foreign countries, we don't respect the culture. And so when in Rome, do as the Romans, you know. So when in Tanzania, you got to do it. You know, there's a thousand freaking languages in Africa.
It's amazing.
That alone is probably more than that, because when you consider the dialects alone, and Africa's so big, is the most nourishing country in the world, and that's where everything comes from. But anyway, I'm going on my African tangent. I could talk about this all day. So we've been talking to Jazz Sanction. We learned a lot. I think he's gonna come back. So next time we see you,
comeback season.
What should we expect? Because we gotta hold you to a standard.
Me?
Yeah.
Hopefully I got the associate's degree.
Okay. So hopefully you have the degree.
I'm taking time, and I'm working on my personal life. You know, I'm still have. Sorry about that. I got a text message. Sorry about that, y'all. But I'm still, you know, give y'all content here and there. But more, I need to more focus on my family and what I have, because I'm at a point where I'm thankful for the place I am now. So I'm starting to take more appreciative for the things I do have and not worry about the things I don't have. So as long as I do that.
That's a good look.
Yo, we're back. This your guy, Kalissens, because you know I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. Man, we had a good time talking to Jay Ascension. You know, sometimes in life, you got to take time for yourself. You got to breathe. You got to know that you're unique. You're magnificent. You're awesome. And if you don't do any of those things, make sure you at least tell yourself good morning. You have to be happy with you. You have to promote you. It all starts in the inner you. If you don't work in the inner you, then nothing else that you produce will flourish because what you're saying won't be the truth. So, as we always say out here, be free and live your mega life today. We out.